So in the lecture, the professor pulls forward two ways that animals provide themselves with food. So some animals take care of their own food source and cultivate them, but some of the animals don't. So the first way is that fish can cultivate plants, so they take seaweeds as their food resource. And the certain fish provide protection, like biting off the top parts of the plants so that the seaweed can grow better. And they can eat better. Another way is that ants can take care of other animals. For example, one kind of tiny insects can offer ants with sweet liquid, which they like to eat. And then what happens is the ants will guard the insect from other animals and also keep feeding them. And even bring their eggs back to raise their young insects. And that's two different ways the speaker presented in this lecture.